Hello, dear listener. It's me, your host. All alone. Because Shape has abandoned me. You'll be sorry, Shape. Missing out on all the fun. Oh. Looks like I've wandered into the maritime section of the boneyard. Now then. Oh, look at this. A pyramidal tomb. Ah, lost at sea. Their bodies never found. Tell me something, dear listener. Have you ever thrown anything into the sea? A message? A bottle? The contents of your stomach? People think the sea is a wonderful place to lose things. But it isn't. It keeps everything. It simply decides when, no, if, to give it back. Oh, and look at this. A far humbler stone. This one is for a sailor from County Monaghan. Never saw the ocean from his bedroom window, yet the sea claimed him all the same. That's the trouble with grief. It has very long arms. Tonight's tale comes from none other than my pale brother, Glenn McQuaid. It is a lurid account of two men adrift in oceans of their own making, and a debt no tide can ever wash away. So, take a deep breath. You'll need it where we're going. I give you Glenn McQuaid's Three Raps on the Buoy.
Hey, sweetheart. Yeah, at the beach. No, it's quiet. Everyone's indoors here, too. Just a few locals. Nah, they leave me alone. Lauren, I'm fine. You know who taught you to swim? Your daddy, that's who. Love you, too. I'll call you when I'm out.
Morning.
Oh, hey.
Looks like there's a swell picking up out there.
Right.
Excuse me.
Christ. Yeah?
Dropped your goggles.
Thank you. You all right?
She'll listen to you.
What's that?
I didn't think it was this rough.
I can turn on you quick.
Who are you telling? Fuck.
Catch your breath.
Oh. Sorry if I was a bit short with you back then.
That's okay. Strange times. What are they saying now? 2 meter distance from everyone?
I guess that's out the window now.
You American?
Yeah.
Whereabouts?
California.
You swim there?
Yeah, in my pool. Getting rougher.
My uncle caught it.
What?
Coronavirus. Ignored the lockdown. Went to a lock-in like the fucking alcoholic he is.
Lock-in?
When they closed the pub to everybody outside, inside, they're still pulling the pints for a few head the balls. He's on a ventilator now. Don't worry. I don't have it. Been social distancing my whole life.
Wise man.
We should probably start back.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to it.
What's your name?
Rob.
Rob will easily make it back. Should go now, though.
Yeah, tell that to my hands. I can't seem to let go.
You're not going to sink if you let go of the boy.
The what?
The boy.
The boy? What fucking boy?
The fucking one you're hanging on to for dear life.
Ah, the buoy. No. I'm good.
We can't stay out in this.
I can try. Hey, what are you doing?
Let go.
I can't.
Let go.
Please. My daughter, she's getting married next week. My daughter. She needs me.
That's okay. I thought you had your strength back. We'll take another breather.
You scared me.
Didn't mean to. When's the big day?
2 weeks.
Back in this States?
Yeah, that's the plan. Yeah. Fly back next week.
Thought everything was grounded.
Private jet. Out of here as soon as they can squeeze me in for a test.
I didn't think they were available yet.
I know a guy.
What's your daughter's name?
Lauren.
Roll onto your back.
What?
I'll guide you in. Nice and easy. For Lauren. You kick, I'll pull.
Like jello. Jelly. Like jelly.
Jelly. Take your time.
Time to hang up the old goggles.
Ah, no. That's the worst thing you could do.
Yeah. Tell that to my heart. Oh.
I almost drowned when I was a boy. I had to be pulled out of the water and given the kiss of life by my dad. He had me in the pool the very next day. Teach me how to swim like his life depended on it. If you just had a scare, come back tomorrow. forecast is clear, and we'll keep each other company.
I don't know. The sand under my feet feels pretty good right now.
He'll be glad you did.
What's your name?
Paul.
Well, you saved my fucking life, Paul. Rocket fuel. Daughter sent it over. My only vice these days. You were right. Calmer today.
Not loving this fog.
I'll take it over yesterday.
Come on, so.
If you insist. Jesus Christ.
What's wrong with you?
Colder than it was yesterday. I gotta take my time getting in.
That's torture. Need to move. Fuck's sake, look at your man.
Who?
Over there.
What is that? Is that a seal? Huh?
There's two of them around. Had one following me a while back. Get the shit out of me.
Have a go for you?
No, but I know a woman who got bit.
Now you're telling me.
Just don't look him in the eye.
A big fucker.
Why do you see the other one?
Catch you.
What?
You let me beat you.
Wasn't a race.
You're saying that because I won.
Look, he followed me the whole way.
Must be hungry.
Or horny. Glad I'm not alone with him.
Well, it's a good thing I wasn't alone yesterday. Not sure anyone would have heard me shouting for help.
Most drownings are silent. Do you know that?
Bullshit. I'd have lost my voice before I went under.
No. You'd have had your mouth open, but no sound would be coming out. Just water going in. Head tilted back like this, and facing the shore for a last glimpse of normality. You wouldn't even be splashing. You'd be in a climbing motion under the sea. Like you're on a ladder, trying to climb out of the sea. And then it would just claim you.
Well, that's kind of grim, kid.
There were worse ways to go.
How do you know so much about it?
YouTube. Come on. Race ya. How's the wedding planning?
Oh, not a whole lot to plan. Lock-in wedding in our garden, me and the two of them, and an officiant.
Ah, that's rough.
That's all we need. We're all each other have. When I'm not working, we're inseparable.
What do you do for work?
Really?
What?
I'm an actor.
No way. Are you famous?
Well, I guess that depends on who you ask.
Wait, what's your full name?
Robert Granger.
Ah, never heard of you. You making a movie here?
I was, until COVID shut us down. second movie that got canceled here.
Second?
Yeah, I did one 20 years ago. It didn't quite pan out either.
What happened then?
Oh, not much. Well, that's not true. A lot of things. A lot of alcohol. Bone dry since. Different man.
Your daughter must be proud, seeing you on the big screen.
Nah, to her, I'm just dad. Besides, she's blind. That's why we're so close. Depends on me for everything. Still lives with me.
You like her fiancé?
He's a fucking dick. Eyes like two piss holes in the snow.
At least Lauren doesn't have to look at them.
Fuck you.
Sorry.
Yeah, we have a nice house. Bigger than I need. They'll move in. Or he will. And I'll keep an eye on him.
You don't trust him?
Yeah, came out of nowhere. Falls in love with a blind girl with emotional needs. And money. Yeah, I'll keep an eye on him.
You're a good father.
I'll tell her that. Shame she didn't meet a nice Irish man like you.
That wouldn't have helped you.
Oh?
I'm gay.
Oh.
Something wrong with that?
Oh, nothing. See you tomorrow?
I'll bring my thong. Robert, I'm joking.
So you're not gay?
I don't own a thong. See you tomorrow. Nice morning for it.
I'll take it. Well, this place is getting popular.
What?
We have company.
Hang on a sec.
Can I help you? No. Not here, you're not.
What?
Is it not here, you're not?
You talk about that somewhere.
Come on, fuck off!
What was that about?
I said he wanted to meet you. Get your autograph. I told him to leave us alone.
You did?
Yeah. Fuck him. Fucking hitting him. Better that it's just the two of us, you know, away from prying eyes. Because sometimes I like to skinny dip. Ooh. What?
I think I'll stick to my trunks. Go on ahead. Yeah, you're making me nervous standing there with your nakedness.
I'll wait for you, in case you need saving again.
Ireland not got jellyfish?
Plenty.
Yeah, well, hope you don't get your dick stung, that's all I'm saying.
Well, if I do, you'll have to pee on it.
Okay.
I'm only joking.
Right.
Bit too early in the morning for golden showers, what? Come on, Mr. Movie Star. Warmer than yesterday. Woo!
Look, there's two of them now.
I think the big one has his eye on you. What do you think would happen if I swam over to them?
Nothing good.
What the fuck are you looking at?
The hell?
Just going to have a chat. I'll see you at the buoy.
Did you make a friend?
I don't think they'll be bothering us anymore.
So, what's that about?
What?
The knocking.
Oh, tree knocks for my dad. In memoriam. Oh. Your father's still alive?
No.
Then you know.
Yeah.
Your daughter, though, she still has her daddy. You must be getting excited now, huh? Only a few more days.
Well, looks like I can get out of here tomorrow.
I thought it wasn't for a few more days.
My manager sorted out a test and a flight out tomorrow, so as long as I test negative, I'm good to go.
When's the flight?
Evening.
Come back for one last swim with me in the morning.
Well, it might be tight, I mean. You know, I need to get tested, etc.
Come early. I have something for you.
For me?
Well, for the daughter, really. Just a gesture. Come back for one last swim.
Well, if you promise to wear some clothes.
I can do that. How did your dad die?
Cancer. Yours?
You ever notice how it's never still out here? Even on the calmest days. It's constantly in flux. A car accident. Or so we were told. Here, for the father of the bride. Hot chocolate.
Hmm. Nice. What's in this?
There might be a little cognac in there. Shit, I'm sorry. I completely forgot.
Ah, it's okay. One sip can't kill me. Excuse me. Hey, baby girl. No, it's another calm one. Yes, he is. Sure. She wants to say hello.
Oh.
Well, go on, she won't bite.
Hello?
Paul?
Hello, Lauren.
I just wanted to say thank you. Your dad told me what happened. He said you saved his life.
I know. I mean, he'd have been fine. You must be excited. Not long now.
Oh, well, I'll be happy when he gets home.
He's very excited about seeing you soon.
Paul?
Yes?
He got stuck in Ireland a while back. I'll just be happy when he gets home.
I see. Well, I guess I'm the lucky one. Getting to spend the last few days here with him.
I'm so happy that you two met.
I am too.
I wish you could come back with him for
no.
The wedding.
Look, I think he wants me to put him back on, so I'll, Goodbye, Lauren.
Gotta go, honey. Call you after.
She sounds very kind.
Kindest, sweetest person I know. Hey, what's gotten into you?
Come on. Let's get this over with.
Oh, lightheaded.
Hope it's not COVID.
Oh, it's cognac. Probably been a while. It's straight to my head. You said something. You said that you had something for Lauren.
I do. A gesture. Remember what I told you about drowning?
What?
There are worse ways to go. It is a very quiet death. My father didn't go quietly. He died screaming. Driver hit him. Didn't stop. Snapped his pelvis. And shattered his spine. He lived. If you could call it that. For months. I remember the sound he made every time he tried to move. So this is more than you deserve.
Pa?
They never found the driver. There were rumors, though. About the movie they were shooting here. About the actor who disappeared before production finished. About Robert Granger.
Paul, this isn't something...
For years, all I had were rumors. And then I started fucking this prick of a guard. He had access to things I didn't. Turns out the investigation file on my da wasn't as empty as we were told.
What are you saying?
A rental car covered in my father's blood. The ditch you left it in. Like a coward with your booze and your drugs.
I didn't...
What did you say about your time here 20 years ago? Didn't quite pan out. How the fuck have you managed to live with yourself all these years?
My family needed me.
My family needed him. I spent 20 years wondering what happened to my daddy. And now it's her turn.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
There are worse ways to go.
Go!
Go! Face the shore. Say there's a great comfort in that. And do you think Lauren will go ahead with the wedding?
No, Lauren.
I wonder how long she'll wait before she accepts that you're not coming back. Days. Weeks. Years. She'll spend the rest of her life wondering what happened to her father.
These little yarns just keep getting me down. I think it's the overall mood out here. up top, you know. Everything is a bit grim. Makes that coffin I crawled out of seem downright hospitable. Oh, well, it was nice to see Shape again, but of course he's gone off and no fun in the cholera pit. Can't see the slaughtered lamb being any better, or the sinister duck. It's the clientele. Something's changed. Oh, well, it was nice to hear from McQuaid, but of course now he's come and gone. The old in and out. No, it's just you and me, dear listener, and so it shall be. Until next time, this is Fessenden signing off.
You have just listened to Three Raps on the Buoy, written and directed by Glenn McQuaid. Story by Declan Reynolds and Glenn McQuaid. Featuring the voice talents of Ron Perlman, Declan Reynolds and Ashley Bell. Sound design, Foley and edit by John Morrows. Sound recordist, Jacob Ortiz. Original soundtrack by Glenn McQuaid. Recorded at Monkeyland Audio, Los Angeles and the Man Cave, County Kildare. Special thanks to Adrian Greenhodge, Lee Nussbaum and Dan Siren at Red Kite Talent. Produced by Larry Fessenden and Glenn McQuaid, along with Rigo Garay and Jordan Goss Perret. Host recorded and mixed by Matt Rocker at Underground Audio NYC. Copyright Tales from Beyond the Pale, 2026.